It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news as we get closer and closer to Christmas. Every morning, of course, on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and wherever you get your podcast from. Thursday, already December the 7th. Hope your working week is going well, especially if you are trying to do those last minute transactions around property buying. Well, the PRD Affordable and Livable Property Guides 2 is out at the moment. It is highlighting several key findings for the second half of 2023. So let's welcome in PRD Chief Economist Asti Mardi Asmo. And Asti, a very good morning to you. The first thing I wanted to talk about was the crime rates in your report. It emerged as a key factor affecting affordability, influencing suburbs' median prices in certain regions. So perhaps you could start right there to tell us about those certain regions where that really is being felt.
Good morning. Yes, definitely. So the crime rate is a factor. It's part of our methodology criteria when we are looking at all of the different suburbs, regardless of whichever city. We want to make sure that when we are identifying suburbs for buyers, investors, etc., that it does have a low crime rate because no one wants to go to a place that is not safe. In Perth, Brisbane, Melbourne, and the Gold Coast, there has been a spike in the crime rate in the past 6 to 12 months, sometimes 18 months. And it has definitely impacted affordability because what we've noticed is that the cheaper suburbs have actually had a spike in crime rate. The crime rate has gone up by about 10 to 15%. Whether that's because that there is less employment in those suburbs or perhaps cost of living has impacted some people's choices. But the crime rate in those cheaper areas have increased, which means that we then have to go to suburbs that doesn't have high crime rate. And turns out the suburbs that doesn't have a high crime rate also have a higher median price. Crime rate definitely has impacted this year.
How are people sort of finding out that information, Asti? Because people will be sort of, their ears will be pricking up this morning going, yeah, that is obviously an obvious thing to find out, but it's not so obvious necessarily when somebody comes to buy a property, but they should be paying attention to it.
They definitely should, especially if crime or being safe is very high on your list. And also if you feel that you do have family or pets, animals, all of those sorts of things that you need to protect. A lot of police websites will have the crime rate available. So in Queensland, for example, the Queensland Police Service, you can check what is the crime rate level of a particular suburb anywhere in Queensland. New South Wales and Victoria has the same service as well. And what we've done is we've benchmarked the crime rate of every suburb against the Queensland average. And of course, and it's not just for Queensland, it's also for New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania, etc. And of course, we want to find suburbs that has a lower crime rate than the average benchmark.
And challenges also come up quite a bit in your report with regard to balancing affordability and livability. They've increased due to the economic shifts that we have all really felt in 2023, impacting buyers' choices, right?
Definitely. With the higher interest rate at the moment, after all of the, you know, successive cash rates that we've seen, which meant that a lot of people can now borrow less. So perhaps, you know, 12 months ago, they could borrow 400 or 500. Now they can only borrow 50,000 less than that, means that they have less money to actually be able to buy in whichever suburb. And yet what we found is that suburbs that are ready to go, so for example, suburbs that do have a low crime rate, that has all of the amenities that you would need within 5 kilometers. So for example, your infrastructure like public schools or private schools, hospitals, shops, a few restaurants so that you can enjoy some sort of lifestyle, green space. You know, we all want to be, you know, running around in the in open spaces and or at least have some sort of access to a park. Areas that has all of those wraparound infrastructure tend to have a higher price or a higher median price. And with people's affordability levels going down slightly because their borrowing capacity have gone down as well, now you have to really think about, well, what is the trade-off for me? What is super important? Is it more the price or is it more ticking all of those livability boxes that I've just said?
All right. So we'll come back to ASTI in just a moment. We'll find out a little bit more about the report up next.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
Well, there was no rise on Tuesday from the RBA, but new data is telling us that there is a surge in deceptive practices on home loan applications. Now, what are people doing in order to get their home loans? Well, they're altering payslips, editing their bank statements, and omitting expenses by individuals desperate to secure property. Now, fabricating documents poses significant risks, of course, potentially voiding contracts or leading to fraud charges. And one of the problems is the ease of creating counterfeit documents online, which is making the issue more of a problem, complicating lenders' detection efforts. So that is all playing out at the moment around the country. Now, if you're celebrating your birthday today for December the 7th, many happy returns to you. Jeffrey Wright, the actor, is turning 57. Also, the actor Jennifer Carpenter's turning 43, and Larry Bird, who proved that white men can jump, is turning 66.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
Around the country, first off, we go to Sydney. A mainly fine day, little bit of cloud cover with 28. Sunny in Melbourne with 24. Brisbane, blue skies, 31 degrees. And in Perth, expect the sunshine and 28 for you today.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
And we are back on your Real Estate Thursday. We are talking with ASTI Mariasmo. We're talking about the PRD Affordable and Livable Property Guides. This is the second one for the second half of 2023. And ASTI is back with us. ASTI, Sydney and Melbourne have come out in your report much friendlier for buyers entering the market, while Brisbane and the Gold Coast, less favourable.
Yes, and I know that this can be very surprising to quite a lot of people, but what we're talking about here is that in Sydney and Melbourne, they are the capital cities that has been hit the most when it comes to higher cash rate. Overall, as an average, their property market is the one that has seen a declining trend. And because of that, we actually saw a lot more suburbs in Sydney and in Melbourne that has had a softening in price. So about 30 to 35% of suburbs in either Sydney or Melbourne has seen a declining price, whereas Brisbane and the Gold Coast, we only saw about 5 to 8% of suburbs having a declining price. If we look at the median price in general of Gold Coast and Brisbane, it has become more expensive. It has proven to be very resilient against the cash rate hikes because of the undersupply and very high migration growth, which means that property prices in general has been increasing in Brisbane and the Gold Coast. So, you know, if you are a buyer, you have more chances of looking into a place that has had a decline in price in Sydney and Melbourne.
And just sort of sticking with that theme, your report also threw up that Perth and Hobart were the toughest metros to find suitable suburbs, while, and to your point, Melbourne and Adelaide were the easiest.
Yes, it's because of two different reasons. So in Hobart, one of the stickiest things that we found was the level of project development happening in Hobart. It's one of our criterias to make sure that the suburbs that we do identify have a high level of project development. That's so that, you know, the area sustains economic growth. And if you are an investor, then you will get capital growth down the track. Same thing if you're an owner, you will get capital growth down the track. And for Hobart, that project development methodology was the stickiest point. Whereas in Perth, it was balancing the wraparound infrastructure in the much more cheaper suburbs that was hard for us to do. So, you know, they were difficult for two different reasons. Melbourne and Adelaide was easiest. Melbourne, because like I said, there was a lot of suburbs that had a decline in prices. So these are suburbs that already has the wraparound infrastructure, but because of the property market, because of the economic changes, it had a decline in prices, which made it even easier for us to identify that affordable and livable suburb. Adelaide was easier because the Adelaide prices have gone on a stable trend in the past 12 months. And so even though there are certain places in Adelaide that has become more expensive, a lot of places in Adelaide has remained stable. So that affordability factor is still very much so in Adelaide, and that made it easier for us to identify those suburbs.
Yes, and a little bit of a juxtaposition when it comes to Hobart, as you say, a very tough metro area to find a suitable suburb, yet Hobart presents the most affordable livability for houses, while Sydney remains the most expensive.
I know, it can be very difficult to reconcile the idea. And, you know, the one thing that we do say in this report is that we talk about affordability from the perspective of these suburbs have a lower median price than the relevant metro or the relevant capital city. And we do that because, as you know, Hobart and Sydney, you know, Brisbane and Sydney are two very different markets with very different price points. So it's almost difficult to compare, like, for example, a suburb in Sydney. You know, if you say that you can still get a house for under $1 million, most people in Sydney will say, okay, that's still reasonable. Whereas people in Brisbane will say that that is not reasonable at all. And so because the property markets in this area are so, so different, we can't compare prices as in apple per apple. You kind of have to go to the actual area and what is what is affordable in that particular market, which is why our definition of affordability is that the suburbs has a lower median price than the relevant capital city.
All right, so that is part of the report, the PRD Affordable and Livable Property Guide, the second half for 2023. As always, Asti, people will be saying, how do I get my hands on the report?
Of course, it's free for everyone. It's available on the PRD website, so prd.com.au. It's up there on the website. You can click it you can download any of the reports. It is available for all of the capital cities. So it's available for Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Hobart, Gold Coast, Adelaide, and Perth. And so, you know, whichever one that you're interested in, feel free to download.
All right. Well, you have yourself a fantastic Thursday. Look forward to chatting before the end of the year, probably the final time next time we speak.
Of course, more than happy to. Bring on 2024.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.